You're listening to audio from Grace Community Church in Anger, North Carolina. More information about Grace Community Church can be found at graceccnc.org.
Paul, thank you very much. There are lots of things that I love about our Christmas Eve service. I love hearing the passage, the Luke 2 account of Jesus' birth, and I love as we embrace the wonder and awe surrounding the Savior come to earth. I love the singing of O Holy Night as we draw closer to circling up the room and lighting the candles, signifying that Jesus is going forth into the world through us. One of my favorite moments of the year, of the entire year, and Allison will vouch for this, is driving home on Christmas Eve. From here, there seems to already at that time be a hush over the world that waits in anticipation. The time is almost here. Now, if you are, say, 10 years of age or younger, you could be a good bit older than that. When I say the time is almost here, your thoughts go to the Christmas tree and what's under the Christmas tree. I'm not sure who it is. I heard that one of the ladies in our church said to her husband, let's buy one another sensible gifts this year, like neckties and diamond bracelets and earrings. Maybe that was someone in another church. Surely it was. Why do we give gifts to one another? Because the greatest gift was given to mankind on Christmas. For many centuries, God's people had said, is it time yet? Is it time? And the answer was always, not yet. And that had been difficult to accept. But the time had finally come, and the timing was perfect. I heard a podcast this afternoon when I was walking. Barry Weiss was interviewing Tom Holland. Tom Holland, eminent historian who wrote the book Dominion, that tells of the influence that Christianity has had on the world, hospitals, orphanages, homeless shelters, so many adoption agencies, so many things have come as a result of Christianity. And both Barry Weiss and Tom Holland, neither of whom that I know are believers, I'm sure that Barry Weiss is not, but Tom Holland, I don't think is either, but they were saying, Barry asked Tom, what made it just the perfect time? She was using the language of Scripture, and I'm not even sure she was familiar with Galatians 4. And he gave the reasons. But then they were also talking about how now is a very interesting time in our world. I've heard philosophers, historians, sociologists, say that there's a turn that we don't even see yet, but the ship is turning. And people are open to religion and religious truth like they haven't been in a long time. And maybe that's why you're here on Christmas Eve. Because you're saying, I just need to find out what it is that I'm missing. The answer is Jesus. God's timing is always perfect. And I know that some of you need to hear that tonight. Whatever is going on in your life, his timing is perfect. Hear these words from Galatians 4, verses 4 through 7. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you were sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, saying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. When you see the word but at the beginning of a sentence, you know that something has gone before. It would take a long time to give the context for this passage because it includes the entire history of God's people, beginning with Adam and Eve and going to Abraham and on to David and all the Jewish people. That's the context for Galatians 4. When did God send his son? At the exact right moment in time. It is interesting in Galatians 4 that there's no reference to the events occurring in the Roman Empire, nothing about the Jewish politics of the day. We're simply told that at the exact right moment in history, God sent forth his son, born of a woman. Is it possible that we could ever grasp the significance of such a claim? J.R.R. Tolkien said, quote, "The incarnation of God is an infinitely greater thing than I would dare to write," close quote. Even more amazing, the gift of God's Son moves all who believe in Jesus from a place of always trying to belong, always trying to keep a law that's impossible to keep, but always wondering, where is my place, to now a place of great security, having been brought into the family of God through Jesus. No wonder the angels cried out when he was born, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." You've always heard in Christmas carols and in the King James, "Peace on earth and goodwill to men." But the better translation is, "On earth, peace among those with whom he is pleased." So this peace is more than we will experience on the drive home tonight, right? It's not just that warm feeling that you get on heart in your heart at this time of the year. It's not just a sense that everything is going to be okay. It's more than that. Before Jesus, there was a barrier between us and God. The law was given to us as our end of the bargain. "Now you just keep the law," God said, "and I will bless you in ways you cannot imagine." But the problem was, no one could keep the law. So there was no peace with God. Unless something was done, then we were going to spend eternity apart from God. We were in trouble with the God of the universe, our creator and our judge. But he loved us so much that he did something about our sin. He sent Jesus, who fulfilled every point of the law, and then allowed himself to be cruelly mistreated and executed by the very people he created. And in so doing, he took our sin upon himself so that we might receive Jesus' righteousness and live eternally with God when we repent of our sins and we put our trust in Jesus as the sacrifice for our sins. I was speaking with a mother earlier this week, and she was telling me, "I love this time of the year because the gospel is told over and over, and it's very clear." It was after a Christmas Eve service that my daughter told us, "I'm ready to ask Jesus into my heart." When did Jesus come? At exactly the right moment. At exactly the right moment in history. When is the right time for you to believe? Right now. Today is the day of salvation. It's the right time for you to call out and say, "Oh God, I'm a sinner, but I believe that Jesus died for me." Praise be to God for his unspeakable gift, Jesus. Let's pray. Our Father, as we have been thinking about you sending your son Jesus to us at his first advent, and how some have contemplated that Jesus in his mother's womb was as great a mystery as Jesus on the cross. It's the cross that brought our salvation, but it would not have happened apart from the incarnation. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to this earth, for living the life that we were unable to live, and to dying in our place. Glory be to God in the highest. We give our thanks, we ask our prayers in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for listening to audio from Grace Community Church, located in North Carolina. Feel free to make copies of this audio content to share with others, but please do not charge for those copies or alter the content in any way without permission. For more information about Grace Community Church, go to graceccnc.org.